Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Knoxville High School student Lane Frank, who will be dancing the principal role in a Des Moines production of the ballet The Nutcracker. First of all, performing The Nutcracker, it's one of the most popular ballets, and being front and center for it can be a little intimidating, but you probably feel like you're up to the challenge.
Yeah, I do. I've been taking ballet classes for a really long time, and when I got the opportunity to be The Nutcracker, I was really excited and ready to take it on.
And you're probably working with people of varying ages, some who have been doing this for years, some who are real veterans at it. Is it a bit of a learning experience for you as you dance alongside some of the more accomplished ones?
Yes, definitely. I've never been in a ballet before, so it's a lot different than a regular dance routine, because there aren't really counts to go to the music. You just have to listen to the music and the orchestration. And also the veteran people that have been doing it since they were 3 years old definitely know the ballet in and out. So just learning little tips and tricks from them has been really interesting.
What made you want to go for the biggest possible role right off the bat? Since you're relatively new to this sort of thing, what encouraged you to swing for the fences and try to get the actual starring role?
I had been taking ballet classes all summer to improve my technique. And with some support from like my family, they told me to go audition for this role. So I felt pretty confident in auditioning for the principal role of The Nutcracker.
In the meantime, coming up December 14th, you're going to have some visitors from down here in the Knoxville School District. Second grade class, I believe, will be coming up to see you perform, and you're going to have a chance to talk to them beforehand, right?
Yes, I will. I'm really excited that they're going to be able to come see me perform in The Nutcracker. Just getting that community support is really helpful.
What are you going to talk to the kids about? Because you're dealing with younger children, and some of whom may not even be familiar with the story itself or ballet. Is this your chance to really get them introduced to the arts?
Yeah, definitely. I'll probably just talk to them about how the auditioning works for a ballet like this, what the main plot is, and maybe demonstrate some of the show for them.
That's right, and it's probably going to be exciting for them to see someone up close from their own community who's going to be dancing on stage with them.
Yeah, definitely, I think so.
Now, the performances themselves, how long is it going to run at the up in Des Moines, and how many shows are you going to have?
There are 5 shows total. There are 2 school shows on Friday. There's 2 on Saturday and 1 on Sunday, and the ones on Saturday and Sunday are the public shows.
Having the opportunity to perform that many times is probably going to be a rough schedule, because a lot of people don't realize that ballet can be pretty physically demanding. It's probably takes a lot of work and put a bit of wear and tear, especially if you've been doing it for a while.
Definitely. Yeah, that weekend will be pretty busy, because after the school shows on Friday, I have rehearsal after. So I'll basically be dancing for 16 hours, go to bed, come back and dance for all day the next day and the next day. So it's definitely demanding, but I enjoy it so much.
Now, I'm told you have a lot of interests outside of ballet. What sort of things do you do aside from this particular performance?
Well, I'm involved with the school musical. I was just announced as Seymour Curlborn, the lead in this year's musical. I am in chorus, band, jazz band, and I enjoy mock trial also.
That's right. And of course, the role you mentioned for this year's performance of Little Shop of Horrors, which is probably going to be fun to do, especially since you'll be performing right alongside your friends and classmates.
Definitely. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
It seems like Knoxville's music and arts programs are really getting stronger. Is that what you're seeing at this level, that a lot more kids, a lot more students are taking an interest in this?
Definitely. Just with like the numbers in band and choir, they've increased so much these past few years, like almost doubling and tripling in numbers. So a lot more people are like recognizing that maybe they'd enjoy chorus or band or the musical, and they're deciding to audition or join those activities.
Once you're done with the Nutcracker performance, and of course you have the musical coming up, would you be interested in more ballet performances and auditioning for more shows down the line?
Definitely. I definitely see myself auditioning for more shows in the future. I think I might go down, I might be involved like with musical theater after high school, and I might go to school for that. So I definitely see myself auditioning for many more shows.
Thanks to Lane Frank for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.